The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Love. Courage. Truth. Glenn Beck.
Pat Gray and Jeffy for Glenn on the Glenn Beck program. He's back Monday morning, bright and early. And you can listen for my show immediately following this on the Blaze Radio and TV network. It's Pat Gray Unleashed.
Every day, though? I mean,
every day, Monday through Friday, including today. When we're going to do that really fun, we're going to replay the greatest clips of 2017 and beyond. So we've got that show for you today. It's going to be, you're going to hear things like...
You pooped in your pants.
I pooped my pants.
For Mel Roker, which is one of... One of my favorites.
It's so funny because we just happened to look up on the screen and Al Roker was on the screen eating something.
Eating chicken, and we were trying to remind him remotely. Al, wait, you remember that, you know.
Pooped in your pants.
I pooped my pants.
Be careful what you're eating there.
No doubt. Take it easy. Because now you're sitting with Hoda and could be a problem.
And they were just chowing down on something that their chef had just made. And so we were very concerned that.
You pooped in your pants.
I pooped my pants.
Yeah. And we didn't want that to happen again because that's not good.
Why would you ever? Man. For real. For real.
Why would you ever say that? I don't know.
For real.
I don't know.
I mean, joking around, you're on a show, you're doing something, but for real.
I can't.
In a serious interview.
For the life of me, I can't figure it out.
I don't understand.
Another interesting phenomenon is the admission from... All of the guys who have committed sexual harassment, not all of them, but many of them, especially in the high-profile cases, simply admit to having done what they're accused of doing. Now, if you're, and that's good, so we can get the problem solved. But if you're a big enough dirtbag to sexually harass women or assault them, how are you not a big enough dirtbag to say, I don't know what she's talking about. I've never did that.
Well,
it's an interesting situation going on right now.
It is. And I think that's in the beginning, right? Some of them tried, or at least, you know, earlier in the beginning, you know, 3 months ago, mm-hmm. when it first started, that people were trying to say, well, you know, some of it, yes.
Well,
most
of them, of them have hedged a little bit by saying, well, my memory's a little bit different.
Right.
Like Al Franken.
Right.
But many of them have just said, yeah, I was a dirtbag and I'm trying to change that now.
Because I think there's the feeling that if you deny.
You're supportive of women now, I guess.
Right. And if you deny,
if you admit it,
you're going to get hammered
for
every little, for everything.
But man, so, if I didn't do it, I'm not saying I did it just for the chance not to be hammered. Are you?
No.
If you've been accused of sexual harassment, you know you're innocent. I mean, I'd go to the grave. By proclaiming my innocence on that. You can say whatever you want. If I didn't do it, and I haven't, I'm not going to admit to it.
What is it that you're actually accusing me of, though? Because
I'm not even going to go down that road, because that'll take us not just the rest of the show, the rest of the year of shows. So we don't want to travel that road.
Okay, all right, because I want to be clear.
But actor Ben Vereen is the latest. He has been accused of sexual assault at some community theater in Florida in 2015.
Ben Vereen.
He's doing the musical Hair.
Yeah, I mean, he's Mr. Singer Dancer Superstar.
Yes.
What is he? He's got to be like 70 now anyway, right?
69 years old.
Yep, there you go.
In a sickening twist, several young actresses cast in the show claimed the Broadway legend sexually abused them and nearly broke them. They say that he forced unwanted kisses, hugged them aggressively, stripped naked during an acting exercise, made degrading comments about their weight, sexual appeal, personal lives. And then there were some other things that where he pushed himself up against them. And,
I'm not quite sure I understand that phenomenon.
Well, I mean, if you're dancing and something happens, it might be accidental, right?
Possible.
I don't know. So I don't know. But this was a couple of years ago. So he was 69. So he must be 71 now. But in a lengthy statement from the Daily News, Vereen didn't deny it. He said, I would like to apologize directly to the female cast members of the musical Hair for my inappropriate conduct when I directed the production in 2015. To me, that's interesting. Obviously, you're guilty. Otherwise, you're defending yourself. And if you, again, if you're that big a douchebag to do that in the first place, I don't understand why you just don't lie about it. I mean, I'm glad they don't, but it's strange. Strange.
It really is. And he is 71 now. So, I mean,
yeah,
he's still, I mean, at 69, good for you.
He doesn't look 71. He doesn't. Yeah, that is bad.
That's bad.
And he doesn't look 71.
No, he doesn't. But
well preserved.
You know, I guess you could, you know, you can't hug anyone.
No.
You can't kiss anyone.
Not in this day and age. You certainly can't kiss them on the lips. And I don't even know that you get away with that cheek thing with when you're greeting people. I wouldn't even do that. Of course, I didn't before.
You didn't like that.
But for those who do that,
yeah,
I'd stop if I were you, because you just don't know anymore what's going to be considered sexual assault.
It's hard to stop, though, Pat.
You might not want to be, you know, putting that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was my mic on?
Yeah.
It's amazing to me.
It's incredible.
All these people that are actually, and I say all these people because there's still plenty of people that are not dirtbags and are doing the right thing around other people that's important.
Absolutely.
That are treating other human beings like human beings should be treated.
Yes.
Clearly.
Yes.
But it's amazing to me the number of named people that you know that behind the closed curtains are such dirtbags.
It is. It's incredible. It seems like the perception is right now that every man is a dirtbag.
Yeah.
And it's not the case, but wow, there's a lot of them. There's an awful lot of dirtbags who just don't care how they've acted, and until now, apparently, when they're being called on it.
Well, yeah. It was going to cost them money and cost them their careers.
Right. So the Golden Globes is happening on Sunday night.
I know.
And
are you going to wear black?
I am, just in solidarity.
Okay, good.
With the women who are wearing black.
I went out and bought a special brand new black dress.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. I'll wear it. They're, you know, rolling out the red carpet, the champagne, the statuettes will be all handed over. But are the women going to be protesting? Yeah, well, I think the black dress thing is just the half of it. Can you imagine the speeches afterwards?
It's going to be agonizing.
Agonizing.
It's going to be truly agonizing.
My guess is, too, they will turn this around to the White House. It won't be about Hollywood. They're going to make it about Trump.
Oh, that's what What's-Her-Face was doing already,
Meryl
right?
Streep.
And I loved I did see a great picture of Meryl saying, she's been saying that she's bashing Melania and Ivanka for not coming out on Donald Trump, not coming out on the president. But there's a snapshot of her giving Roman Polanski a standing ovation. So
that's right.
So get over yourself, Meryl.
The hypocrisy.
It's agonizing.
You can't even put it into words, so I'm not going to try.
Ridiculous.
So that sham should be fascinating to watch, though.
It sure should.
That should make for some interesting discussion on Monday. 888-727-BECK, 888-727-BECK. Also, we were talking about the fact that in the tax break law that they just signed into law, they also put in a provision there that opens up drilling in Anwar. Finally.
Good.
Good. Another pleasant surprise.
Yeah.
Another amazingly pleasant surprise.
Put that in the check mark of good for President Trump.
And actually something that Congress actually did that I support. So, and it was Trump who signed it. Now, the problem with that all along has been you're messing up the pristine beauty of the Alaskan wilderness. And then they started showing the pictures of those 2,000 square miles or whatever it is. And there's nothing there. And then, what about the caribou?
That's the point, Pat.
The mating habits of the caribou. They'll be disrupted. No, I mean, we'll play some Barry White for the caribou, okay? They'll still be in the mood. Put speakers on the pipelines so that, and just play the Barry White music so they'll still be in the mood to mate.
Well, we found out, really, with the original pipeline that we didn't even have to play Barry White music, right? It was just the warmth.
They showed up and they enjoyed the pipeline.
Yeah, they said, hey, we take care of a little business right here by the pipeline.
A little bit warmer over here. Instead of 38 below as it is over there.
Right.
It's a little closer to zero right here.
When did they build this?
Yeah. Ben in North Carolina, you're on the Glenn Beck program. Hi.
Hi, Glenn.
That's Pat, but hi, Ben. Go ahead.
Anyway.
It's on your mind.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you guys were talking about global warming.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a question I always ask my global warming people. And the question is, they are always talking about the ice caps melting, right?
Yep.
That's an indication of global warming.
Yes.
10,000 years ago, the ice cap was in probably New York State.
Right.
What started it melting then?
Yeah, because it wasn't the SUVs at that time, right? It must have just been the CO2, the exhaling from the animals at the time that caused it. I know. Appreciate it, Ben. Thanks. 888-727-BECK. That is, you know, they just ignore the fact that there have been ice ages.
I love the fact
that... They ignore that.
I love the fact now that people have... I'm talking to my, you know, the global warming people. Yeah. You still can't convince them.
Those, I know.
Yeah, he's just one of those global warming guys.
I don't know how... You just dismiss to them millions of years, billions of years, actually, of planetary climate change. It's changed over and over and over again. There have been ice ages. There have been warming ages. There have been ice ages again, and then they warmed again. Why? Huh. Yeah, that just happens. But you can't convince them of that.
No.
For some reason. They ignore that. And even Al Gore, when he talked about the melting ice caps. It was supposed to be much worse than this.
Yeah.
If you remember what he said about Dr. Maslowski.
And some of the models.
Some of the models
to suggest. Dr. Maslowski.
They don't state it emphatically. They suggest to Dr. Maslowski
that there is a 75% chance.
75%
that the entire North Polar ice cap, during some of the summer months, could be
ice free
within the next 5 to 7 years.
Ice free. This was what, 2007, I think. Obviously, this didn't come to pass. Obviously, that didn't happen. So.
So good.
The evidence that was suggested to Dr. Maslowski was nonsense.
That is so good.
And you can't get him to fess up to that.
Not a chance. I mean, he walks the line on everything he did, everything he says.
Yeah.
That is fantastic.
Yeah.
And he gets away with it.
Rich in Georgia, you're on the Glenn Beck program. Hi.
Yeah, hi. Just to make a couple of points real quick. You know, there are people up there on the slope, you know, not a lot. There are people, there are some villages up there, and there's a lot of caribou, and there's other things up there. But other than that, I just want to make one quick point about the global warming thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know infinite amount of knowledge on weather, but I do have a degree in it. And I can say from the classes I've taken that the last interglacial period before the one we're in now, before the last ice age, sea levels were 6 meters or about 20 feet higher than they are now. So we've been here before. We'll be here again in the future.
Yep.
It was warmer than that in the past. You know, people are getting lost in the weeds and all the details about highs and lows and pressure and winds and what happened last year. And it's just, you just look at the big picture. We've been here before, and it's going to happen again. And it's just a way to come up with taxes and government programs and get reelected.
Yep.
And all this stuff.
Make people money. You bet. Rich, where do you live in Alaska now?
Yeah.
What part?
Southwest interior. But I lived on the North Slope for 6-7 years. So.
Okay. And in Anwar, in that general area, there are people who live there?
I was there for about 9 months, many, many years ago.
Yeah. Okay. But people do live. There's villages there?
There's a town called Kaktovik. There's a few hundred people there. Yeah, there's people that live there. Not a lot, but there are people there, yeah.
My gosh, what are you doing there? What are you doing there?
Well, you know, that's a whole other topic.
All right, thanks, Rich.
But I mean, this whole deal about global warming, yeah, it's warming up. Well, it's happened before.
Right.
And how often they tell who's doing it and who's responsible, they just want to come up with a way to tax people. That's all it's ever been about. They
right.
just want to create programs and get people voting for them. That's all they want to do.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. $96 trillion is what Al Gore is saying we need to fix this problem now. $96 trillion.
Wow.
You know how much money exists in the world right now? $60 trillion.
Oh.
He wants one third more money than in the entire world. That's all. Yeah, that'll fix it. No problem. Not a problem, Mel.
Glenn Beck.
Glenn Beck.
Pat Gray and Jeffy for Glenn. 888-727-BECK. Let's go to Mike in Texas. Hey, Mike, you're on the Glenn Beck program with Pat and Jeffy.
Hey, how are you doing?
Doing good.
So the reason I called was this Ben Vereen thing with hair.
Yeah.
And he's being accused of sexual harassment.
Right.
Does anybody remember what the costumes were in hair?
What costumes?
In some cases, there weren't costumes.
They're naked as a jaybird.
Right.
I was actually...
Thanks, Mike.
We saw you on the board, and I was looking up some of the images, reminding myself of the Hair musical. And yeah, I mean, so it makes sense that Ben would be, you know, wanting people to, I don't know, look not like me to be in the musical. You look like Jeffy. You know what? No.
Yeah, you're probably not getting, you're not being cast in the.
Correct.
In the
Correct.
Production
it's
of Hair.
It's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen. Neither am I.
No.
Neither one of us are being cast in Hair.
Now, is that some sort of...
yes, it is.
Right.
Discrimination.
It sure is.
But yeah, when they're talking costumes in Hair, as Mike points out, they were naked. I don't know if the cast members, because I actually never saw the production, but I remember people talking about it.
Yeah,
and it was an R-rated... It was an R-rated play.
It looks like at some point they all get at least half naked, and you know you're wearing outfits where you know a lot of your body is showing, shorts and that kind of stuff. You know,
mm-hmm.
Open vests and that kind of thing. So I mean, you've got to be able to, you know, have some sort of body that people would like to look at.
Yes. Which doesn't mean that Ben Vereen should be grabbing women or touching them or doing anything inappropriate.
Doesn't. No,
however,
it absolutely does
some of these
not.
Things that they're accusing him of, hugging, for instance, people hug all the time. If you're kissing them against their will, yeah, you know, that's not right. But hugging, people walk up and hug just to greet, right? I don't know. And they say it was aggressive hugging. I don't even know what that means. What does that mean? Describe it to me.
That means that when I come up and I hug you, and then I really don't let go. You know, I come up and say, hey, mm-hmm. how you doing?
Okay.
And I love you so much. It's good to have you here.
And you just hold me a little too long?
Yeah.
I will say this. If you hug me for half a second, that's too long.
I know, but come here. I'll show you exactly what I'm talking
about.
That's
all right.
No, that's
okay.
You wanted an example. Okay. I'm willing to get.
But again, he admits to wrongdoing, and he's apologizing for it. So,
okay.
You know, they must be onto something.
And,
I don't know.
Or you just, in today's climate, maybe you can just get out in front of it.
Yeah.
You know, instead of saying, you know, no, I didn't consider that harassment at all. I was just hugging and kissing and taking my clothes off because I was saying this is what has to happen during the play, that kind of thing. Instead of trying to fight it like that, you're going to get killed. You're just going to Ben.
Yeah, and they're going to look like you're on the side of women now if you admit, suppose. I don't know. The only one I've seen who's a high-profile person who has denied this allegation is Warren Sapp. From the NFL Network. You remember when the four or five guys from the NFL Network got fired?
Oh, yeah,
and in fact, a couple of the guys who used to work at NFL Network that were now at ESPN, they also got fired from ESPN, and it didn't even happen there. Well, Warren Sapp said, no, I didn't do any. None of it was sexual harassment. Absolutely not. Because their makeup artist was in the bathroom getting their clothes ready or something, in the men's restroom. And he said, I had to go to the bathroom, and I went in there. And so I said, yeah, well, this is what happens. You're in the men's room.
Thank you.
I have to agree with that part of it.
Now, Warren
He didn't touch her. He didn't do anything. He just said, hey, you're in the men's room. Maybe you set up shop somewhere else.
Just a thought.
If you don't want to see men naked. 888-727. Beck is phone number.
Glenn Beck.
Mm-hmm. This is the Glenn Beck Program.
Drilling in Anwar, actually happening, or about to. It's been opened up now due to the tax bill, which is interesting. So that's Republicans doing what Democrats do to them all the time. Put certain things like a pay raise for the military in some bill for global warming. That's the kind of stuff they pull. So Republicans gave them a little taste of that.
Good.
Which is surprising. They don't usually play the game. And that's interesting that they did. And good. Good. So even more energy independence for the United States. I mean, that's a huge oil and gas reserve. Huge that they've opened up now. And we'll hear from the environmentalists that, you're disturbing the pristine area that you've invaded on the mating habits of the caribou and all those things.
Absolutely, we will.
It's just nonsense. 888-727 Beck. Let's go to Greg in Nevada. Greg, you're on the Glenn Beck Program with Pat and Jeffy. Hi.
How are you guys doing? Good morning.
Doing good.
So I got a fun story. We were on a family vacation about 8 years ago up in Oregon, and we went through the Oregon caves. So we did the tour and getting towards the end, and they had this long, like, hallway tunnel. And the little girl, the ranger girl, says, you know, do you guys know why the walls of this tunnel go in and out and in and out? And it was about a 10-foot tall tunnel, and there was probably six of these cuts in the side walls that were rounded, and, you know, they'd come in and go out and come in and go out. So she was trying to get the kids to say something, and nobody said anything. So I raised my hand and I said, I know. And she said, well, what's that? And I said, well, it means Al Gore is full of baloney. And my dad started laughing, and she gave me the nastiest look. Like, it just made perfect sense. Like, man, this has been going on for millions of years, but nobody wants to admit it.
Right.
It was just
great.
A fun story, and it was so great because, you know, all my kids, we all talked about it afterwards, and, you know, it was great to see that naturally this has been going on for millions of years.
Yeah, and your guide was, she was young, so she's been indoctrinated
young. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
20s, young people. Yep.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Greg. That's the thing. Yeah, that's the thing about the next generation. Boy, they're all, I don't know about all, but many, probably the vast majority of them, all buy into global
warming.
They sure
do.
They don't even question it. They don't even, they've been so nicely indoctrinated in school.
Yep, it's real.
They don't even question it's happening. Yeah. 888-727 Beck. Scott in Florida, you're on the Glenn Beck program. Hi. With Pat and Jeffy. Hi.
Hi, guys. I love the show.
Thank you.
Just to kind of give some facts out there for a lot of listeners, that this has been going on for since the beginning of time. The biggest pollutant on the planet Earth puts out about 11 to 12 metric tons of CO2 into the atmosphere, is our ocean. Our ocean does it every year in the summertime.
We should dry up the ocean.
Because of all the dead debris, the fish and plant life. Now that's when they'll take the samples and say, look, it's rising. But what happens in the wintertime, it acts as a sponge. It literally reabsorbs it from the atmosphere back into the ocean. And that's when they
don't take samples.
So it's an actual natural thing that happens.
Yeah.
That's the biggest.
Scott, did you hear their explanation a couple of years ago about the ocean?
Right.
They were so stunned that the ocean works the way it does that the CBS report that the reason that we're not so much warmer is because the ocean does these. It absorbed some of the heat that was coming off of the CO2. Listen to this.
Carbon emissions also trap heat. Today's report shows oceans have absorbed 90% of that heat, raising ocean temperatures by half a degree.
Okay.
Had all that heat gone into the atmosphere, air temperatures could have risen by more than 200 degrees.
Yeah.
So, Scott, in Dallas, Texas right now, if it weren't for the oceans surprising us the way they did, it would be 242 degrees above zero.
That's why I hate the oceans right there.
Yeah.
Exactly. And Al Gore will not mention that.
No.
As a buffer. That's our Earth's buffer. That's our protected.
It's no, but Al Gore will say.
It's our ocean.
Yeah, no, but
our
Al Gore
is our protector.
He will say that. It's he
true.
Will use the.
Thanks,
Scott. Now, listen, if the ocean doesn't absorb that, we're going to be 200 degrees hotter.
Oh, yeah. You know? But that's the way the planet works.
No, but I'm just saying that if the ocean doesn't
yeah, I
do
know.
That.
Right. Okay, if it stops in its process.
The ocean doesn't do that. We're going to burn to death.
And you were surprised by that? You didn't know that the Earth functioned the way it does? But we're supposed to listen to every other thing you say.
We sure are.
And listen to it and absorb it as gospel truth. It's mind-boggling. Let's go to Gary in Michigan. Gary, you're on the Glenn Beck program with Pat and Jeffy.
Pat and Jeff, you guys are awesome. Thanks
Thank you
for taking my call. So, hey, I was going to the church the other morning for some meetings, and I was thinking about the weather coming up this week and how warm it was going to be. So I decided to ask Siri what the temperature was 8 years ago, because it seems like it was cold 8 years ago. But Siri couldn't tell me. It was pretty surprising. I asked Siri. I said, hey, Siri, what was the temperature 10 years ago today? And you know what she told me?
No.
I can't give past temperatures.
Wow.
Thought, well, that's funny. You should try this, Pat, because it's great.
I'm going
so
to.
I thought, let's ask Siri if she knows what the future is going to tell us. So I said, hey, Siri, what is the temperature going to be 10 years from today? And guess what?
Warmer?
She told me.
Really?
Oh, she told me the temperature. For some reason, Siri could not tell me a fact on what the temperature was 10 years ago today.
Well, how is she giving you a temperature?
But what was the temperature 10 years from now?
Well, it was going to be 14 because, you know, Sunday was only 12, I think it was, here in Michigan. But
they're keeping it in the same window.
Okay.
I think she was able to kind of generalize. But
that's
I just
amazing.
Thought it was suspect that she couldn't give me a fact, but she could give me, you know.
Speculation.
Yeah.
That is interesting. That is
really interesting.
Thanks, Gary. I wonder if that has something to do with who programs these Apple devices.
See, now you're
surely not.
No.
Surely
now
not.
Now you're in your whole little AI computer conspiracy stuff. Okay.
Dennis in Michigan. Welcome to the Glenn Beck program. Hi.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
When I was in school back in the late 50s and early 60s, we were taught. We're living at the tail end of an ice age, of the last ice age. You know what it does at the tail end of an ice age?
Warms up.
It warms up.
Warms up.
Son of a gun, it's doing what it's supposed to. Who'd have thunk?
I know. You don't hear that anymore, though.
No, you do not.
You don't hear that the 50s and 60s were the tail end of any ice age. You
no,
don't
you
hear
do
about
not.
That. Thanks, yeah. Dennis. Appreciate it. It's amazing.
Long gone.
It's anything that doesn't fit their agenda is just swept under the rug. Anything.
And they've done it. You know, you mentioned I don't know that all millennials, but in that age group, maybe, you know, late millennials into that, whatever, what is the Generation X in
yep.
the middle?
Yep.
They definitely believe.
Yeah, they do.
They've had that driven into their souls, man.
I think the vast majority of them do. If you're under 45, you probably, there's a good chance you believe in global warming.
And I mean, 35, absolutely.
Yes.
You've got it driven into your soul, man.
Yep.
Whereas
when I was in school, and I'm sure when you were too, back in the 1860s and 70s, Jeffy, that I was always told that the climate here is cyclical. It changes.
Yes.
You know, there were warmer periods and there were colder periods than we currently have. And in the future, you know what? There will be warmer periods and there will be colder periods. That's what they said.
I mean, that's
I guess, heresy now.
Yes. I mean,
it's heresy.
That was the beginning of, the Farmer's Almanac, right? You had to look at that so you knew this year, hopefully this year, the crops will make it. You know, we're looking at what happened. We're looking at what happened last year. We're looking at what happened 100 years ago. You know, when they talk about that's a 100-year flood at some places, okay, yep, you know what? That's right.
And what
it's not going to do it for another 100 years.
What the Farmer's Almanac say about this winter is going to be exceptionally cold. What has this winter been so far?
Exceptionally cold.
Huh. Strange. Strange.
We didn't have the almanac back in the 18th.
No, of course not. Dave in Florida, you're on the Glenn Beck program. Hi. Line 8 with Dave. there, Dave? Sometimes we
I'm here.
Sometimes we have a button that sticks, and they. I mean, it's a complicated. High technology for us to really fix. But go ahead. What's up?
Blame it on the cold. Blame it on the cold.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, I just want to touch on a couple brief points. All of these President Trump naysayers, what I'd like to say is this, that over the last 8 years of the Obama administration, I watched my paycheck increase an average annually of 3%. This last year, it went up 10.5%.
Nice.
Over the last 8 years under the President Obama, my 401k averaged maybe 2.5 to 3%. This last year, it's increased 33%.
Right.
And I'd like to close in saying this new tax bill that's going through, which I am really excited to see how it's going to play out for me.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to know if all of these rich, elite Hollywood stars and these elite liberals are going to give back any of the benefits that they receive from this tax bill that is for the corporate and rich people only.
Oh, sure.
And in closing, I just have to partially disagree with the gentleman that was talking about the biggest pollutant of the planet being the ocean. Over the last years, in my opinion, it was the Obama administration. Gentlemen, have a
Thank
good
you.
Day.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you.
Dave's doing so well. Dinner's on him tonight for all
no
of us.
No doubt.
Yeah, he's doing well.
Big time.
So. Thanks, Dave.
I mean, we appreciate it, Dave.
Yeah. Mike in Pennsylvania, you're on the Glenn Beck program. Hi.
Good morning. Straight to point. My wife and I both have college degrees from environmental science and forestry at Syracuse. It's a 40-year-old degree. At that time, we were told we're going into an ice age. Obviously, Mr. Gore thinks we're not. And I would just, I would stack my science degree against his law degree. I can't practice law, and he should not be trying to practice science.
Thank you.
The Finger Lakes in New York State, one of the most beautiful areas in the country, mm-hmm. were formed by glaciers. They're 10,000 years old.
Yeah. I mean, you've got examples like that all over the planet,
everywhere.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Exactly. Appreciate it. Thanks, Mike. 888-727-BECK. Let me tell you about our sponsor this half hour, which is Simply Safe. If I can find it. Simply.
There you go. It's right there. It's Simply Safe.
If you've been thinking about your home security, there is no better time to get it than right now. You know, you've heard Glenn sing the praises of Simply Safe. I've done it too. It's just the best protection you can get for you and your family. They've put together a massive security arsenal for your home. It's a really special package, and it's got the entry sensors, the motion sensors, glass break sensors, everything you need to stop criminals from ever getting inside your home and imperiling your property and your family. These are the guys we trust. And right now, Simply Safe is giving you an absolutely incredible offer. You get $200 off this handpicked security package. It's complete protection for your home. Simply Safe was already the best value in home security. There's no contracts, there's no commitments, and now you'll get $200 off this incredible package. Just go to simplysafebeck.com. Simplysafebeck.com. Save $200 on their home security pick. Simplysafebeck.com.
Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck.
Pat Gray, Jeffy for Glenn. Glenn's back Monday morning. We're just looking at the Farmer's Almanac for this winter. Interestingly, the Farmer's Almanac, which has existed since 1792,
200 years,
is a better weather predictor than Al Gore and his minions. I think in 1792 they predicted what it would be like today better than Al Gore could do and his climate models,
were
all wrong, all 98 of them.
Unless
wrong.
You live on the West Coast, you're going to want to prepare yourself for a cold and wet winter this year. Huh?
How true is that,
Ben? Come
on. I know when I was watching the bowl games on New Year's Day, it was freezing cold here. It was 20,
yeah, it was
in the
cold.
20s?
Yeah.
Freezing cold. In Los Angeles, where the bowl game was? It was 85 degrees.
Hideous.
I mean, they nailed that exactly right. The areas between the Great Lakes and Northeast should prepare for particularly snowier than normal conditions this winter. Is that not what's happening?
The forecast for the Southeast includes an unseasonable chill reaching as far south as the Gulf Coast.
We've seen it in Florida. We're seeing it in Texas. It's cold.
And with above
starting to warm up here a little bit, but it's been freezing cold.
With above average precipitation. So, okay, there you go. Farmer's Almanac.
West of the Rocky Mountains, it's going to be a lot drier and warmer. And I think, wow, I think pretty much nailed it.
Now, Keith came in here with some picture of a map that he claims is the Farmer's Almanac.
Yeah.
That has a winter prediction 2017 to 18 that is...
Different than this.
Different than this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he claims that this is the Farmer's Almanac picture. Doesn't say Farmer's Almanac on it. I just want to be clear for Keith. I want to make sure that he understands this is not the Farmer's Almanac. Okay? He's wrong.
You don't have to convince me.
Okay.
I knew he was wrong the second he brought it in here.
Okay. I'll be clear.
888-727-BECK. Eric in Massachusetts. You're on the Glenn Beck program.
He's so bad right now.
Good morning, Keith, gentlemen.
Hey, welcome.
Thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to say that I disagree with the president's view on marijuana.
In what way? You don't want him to crack down on the states that have legalized it?
I do not. This is the first president since 1993 to have never smoked pot. I personally quit smoking pot last year. I'm 29, married, bought a house, you know.
Uh-huh.
I no longer enjoy getting high, but my friends do. And they're all gainfully employed, one even has a child. And I just think that the president should respect the 10th Amendment.
Well, you have one advocate in this room.
I understand.
To my left. And
I understand. I said yesterday, good luck fighting it when Sessions... You know, came out, said he was going to, you know, revamp it.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Yep. 888-727 Beck.
Glenn Beck.